Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
This is Paul Hawksby and this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, obviously, Andy and I reflected on the weekend's football. You'll hear some of that. We were joined by a couple of other Andys. Andy Smart, friend of the show, who talks us through his 24-hour sport-a-thon over the weekend. And a guy called Andy Saunders, who's an imaging expert who has been looking at all the images from the Apollo missions, including the moon landings. And as a golf fan, he decided to home in on a couple of the golf shots taken by the astronaut Alan Shepard on Apollo 11 and found some interesting stuff. So you will hear from him. We also had the clips of the month and we'll bring you those as well. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. Good afternoon, everybody. And some amazing sights on the weekend. None more amazing than seeing one of the best goalkeepers in the world do what he did yesterday.
Yeah.
Alisson, it was incredible that. And Dave Jones of Sky coined the headline Alisson Blunderland, which several newspapers seem to have copied as if they didn't hear him say it.
Right.
No, it's true. It doesn't matter. He said it. Oh, we'll use it anyway. Thanks. But it's a good headline, that. But incredible. And excuse me one second. I don't know what that just
happened.
Blimey. And it was those fireworks at Liverpool yesterday.
Yeah.
We've seen them. We've seen this happen at quite a few grounds. Honestly, I don't think you could be more selfish than let those fireworks off. Number one, aside from all the probably contravening lockdown laws, it's the kind of thing that's fun for you. Oh, isn't that great? But for everybody else, the players, the officials, anybody in the stand, anybody watching on television around the world, it's just incredibly annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're so loud. And it is hard to concentrate. I mean, they did stop one game, didn't they?
Where
they
I think they've stopped a couple of games. But the first time it happened, I think it was to draw attention to a kind of ongoing campaign around a legal case, and so I don't know if yesterday's was doing that. I've not read about it, which would suggest that maybe didn't work, or just someone fancied letting some fireworks off. I suppose it's that kind of vicarious thrill of knowing, oh look, we're on the telly. But it's, you know, probably cost a good couple of hundred quid, I would think.
Oh yeah, and the rest
to get yourself on there. Was it the second time it happened? It was like a four. It was almost like it was like the Thames on New Year's Eve. That one went on for about 10 minutes, and that was a proper display they put on.
Now, it was Moose's birthday yesterday, and
yeah.
Sky made him a cake. He put it on social media. I wanted a photo of him with his arm around the cake. But also, I just wondered whether all those friends that he... Did they all post that same photo that he posts when it's their birthday? So hundreds of ex-footballers posting my friend, the Moose.
I wanted a picture of him with his arm around himself. I thought he might have doctored it in like some kind of Twilight Zone.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
My great friend, the Moose, who strangely is 10 years older than me.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Oh, yes. And as regularly on, you may have noticed that since I've been doing the show at home, things go off while I'm doing the show. That was the doorbell.
Right.
It's either the phone, the doorbell, my mobile. Nothing happens between 9:30 and 1.
They concentrate all between 1 and 4, do they? Oh, okay.
It's incredible. No. That is absolutely amazing. And, your lot managed to win.
They did. Came back. That was better. I mean, I think as soon as I saw the team, it told me that there was some intent there to play, you know, Lucas and to play Lamella and to play the other strikers. You got to get the phone. Okay, fair enough. Well, it's going to go and answer it. I suppose that's fair enough. I might as well just carry on. Yeah, so there was a real statement of intent there, of course, that he put out for attacking players. And it was a whole lot better. Look, I'm not asking to win every game. I'm a Tottenham fan. I don't expect that for 1 minute. But I did have an expectation that we would take it to West Brom, and thankfully we did. So I was quite happy with that. And I've got to be honest, your one live was a game too far for me last night. So I just caught the highlights. But Sheffield United had given it a go, but they, you know, it's very hard to... We'll talk to Motti about this. Fulham are the only ones who could possibly give it a tilt. And even then, you know, you look at West Brom and you look at the Sheffield United and you think, there's no way back.
8 points behind Burnley, Fulham. It doesn't look like that it's going to be... they're playing all right, Fulham, but I can't see them making up 8 points. Seems impossible. But it was a good draw against West Ham, but honestly, Thomas Souček, he missed a sitter, he hit the bar, he got sent off for nothing, and then he got it rescinded. Talk about up and down.
Oh, yeah, mad down. I mean, it was so late, it was never going to have an impact on the game, was it? But... but still, it was, I mean, you know, in light of some of the nonsense that's happened since around Mike Dean getting death threats and not doing a game, that is desperately sad. But we will be talking later on about that decision. It's very odd that two experienced refs like that will get caught in the moment twice in a week and make a fairly inexplicable decision. So we'll try and look at some of the reasons why that sort of thing's happening. I just wonder, you know, they're so constrained. These aren't a couple of rookies. They're really experienced guys, yet they felt completely constrained by all the laws and the technology and how they should work it and how they can interpret it even if they want to. So clearly there's something wrong with that. Otherwise, they're both big enough to have turned around and said, no, we won't do that.
I mean, he did elbow him in the face, but it was clearly accidental.
Yeah, of course, it was. You know, not every accident.
It's incredible
on the pitch,
they couldn't see it. I don't know why they couldn't see it. But to make two sort of high-profile decisions, get them overturned in 3 days is not ideal. But, of course, he doesn't deserve what's happened to him.
Well, anyway, we should crack on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And I'll, just in case the phone rings again, just let me know. Who was it? Out of interest, who was it?
It wasn't even the phone. That was the front door.
Oh, it was the front door.
I don't even know. I just let them in. They probably...
Could we come smash your door down?
Probably, yeah.
Could be burglars. Hello, mate, burglars. Incredible. Yeah, all right. Press the button.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, as always, it was a huge weekend of sport, and quite a lot of good sport was going on at the time you'd normally be in bed. So, ball runner, comedy store player, Farnborough fan, friend of the show, Andy Smart decided this was the perfect opportunity to do a 24-hour sportathon. It is now completed. He's going to talk us through it and maybe give you a guide if you fancy doing similar. Really, it was a perfect storm, wasn't it, with the Super Bowl and the cricket as well. Good afternoon, Andy.
Afternoon, boys.
Yeah, so where did this idea come from? What made you go for it suddenly? Was it just you looked at the schedule and you thought, I'd like to watch that, I'd like to watch that, I'd like to watch that. The only thing I can do is stay up for a day and watch it all.
Well, no, it was more... It was Saturday night watching Match of the Day, and I made myself a large vodka martini, and I was enjoying it. And then I suddenly thought, wow, I could watch the cricket and go all the way through to the Super Bowl. Then it didn't get off to a good start because my alarm didn't go off till 7. So
Oh dear. Okay, yeah.
I'll go right through to 7 this morning. So. That's what I did. I did 7 to 7, and it was great. I loved it. I had people join me during the day on Zoom to keep me company, and it was great.
So you didn't? I thought you were going to take in the rugby as well. So did you have any sort of duff?
I took in the rugby.
Oh, you did as well. What, England? You managed to see England?
No, because that was the day before. It was.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have any sort of dull spots?
Yeah. Last night about... the Super Bowl ended quite early because when we did it, Andy, it was 5 hours live. And so it suddenly stopped about half well, about 20 past three, and I thought, oh no, I've got a gap before the cricket, so I had to watch South Korean sailing.
that's very niche. I mean, I wonder how many people were watching that at the time. You had a couple of night watchmen in a building.
Sonny was watching it.
Loves a bit of South Korean sailing. He might have some mates in there. But yeah, wow, so that was, so you just had to fill in every gap with sport. And so what were some of the other fillers that you found along the way? Was there anything else or not?
Well, there was the Marseille PSG game after Chelsea Sheffield United. I can't believe you said that was a game too far.
I haven't got your dedication. I've watched three live matches. That was enough.
I know what you mean. It's incredible.
And then so, I watched the PGA golf from Phoenix. That was good. The Waste Management Phoenix Open.
Oh, beautiful. The magic of the Waste. Tony Soprano's favourite.
Very much
the second
so.
Time he's had a mention today. So, yeah. I mean, What are you going to do? Yeah, so fantastic. Would you
another impression.
If you were going to do it again, and you some other people out there thinking, you know, I do fancy doing that. What would be your tips, Andy, having gone through the 24 hours?
I'd say start five and go five to five, right. And then you've got to make sure you're eating. And I drank 8 litres of water during the day.
Right, I'm going to say 8 litres of vodka martini.
No, there was some drinking going on. Yeah, because every Sunday I have a poker game with some people in Wales and in London on Zoom. And so they all joined me, and so that was quite a boozy affair, and it was very funny because Richard Branch was he had the main feed, and we were all 2 minutes behind him on now. And so every so often he'd just go look at the screen.
It's very annoying when people do that, isn't it?
Oh, it was great. It really helped me. Yeah, and then I play another. I've got another poker school up in Edinburgh that I've joined recently in January, and they all are big Super Bowl fans. So they all join me. Well, a few of them join me to watch the whole of the Super Bowl.
Do it virtually with some mates you would advise, yeah. And then somebody can be doing a bit of a recce on, okay, we've got half an hour here, so let's do the South Korean. All I can find is South Korean sailing. So, when you were bluted, Andy, did you take your sort of laptop with you, or did you take a phone with you, or did you was that allowed?
Well, no, luckily, you see, I've got my... toilet is just off the
so you see the toilet. Okay, without going into too much detail, you were looking over your shoulder, or you were just okay. Right, fair enough.
So if I wedge the door open, I can even see the TV.
It's a lovely image, isn't it?
It's great, isn't it? What a thought. What about Farnborough and iFollow?
Yeah, Farnborough and iFollow. They weren't playing, were they? I'll take it. Of course, no.
It would be a long time before we see them play again. I think.
Oh, so man. some blessing in disguise by the sound of it.
Yeah, but there were some wonderful moments. I mean, Root's catch, that was in the first hour. Hmm. That was amazing. And the West Brom Tottenham game, first half was very dull. So I went over to the racing from Leopardstown. And
that's how bad we've got, eh? Racing from Leopardstown.
Absolutely.
I'm doing my homework for Cheltenham. You've got to get those hours in now.
Yeah, that's
true.
Brilliant, Andy.
It's
going to
be virtual Cheltenham, no question, I think.
Well done. We'll catch up with you soon. Thanks for joining. Well done on the 24-hour sport-a-thon. And if you need more tips, find Andy on social media. And really, all you've got to do is stay awake for 24 hours and watch sport. It's not that difficult, is it?
No, I did think of getting sponsorship, and then I thought, no, this is too trivial.
Yeah.
There was a guy called Andrew Griffiths who was doing it at the same time.
Oh, right.
He kept sending me little messages on, so say hello to him. And also, give my love to Sue, Andy, yeah?
Oh, will do. Thanks very much. Yeah. We're going to watch 24 hours of Steph's packed lunch. I'm saving them.
Not now, I'll take it.
No, I'm going to tape them.
Fair enough. Can you stay for the another 2.5 hours? Anyway, cheers, Andy. All the best. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye.
Ball runner, Comedy Store player, Farnborough fan, Andy Smart there. Why not give it a try? But say the circumstances meant Super Bowl overnight and cricket overnight. You could do it with the cricket overnight, of course. Can you start with the cricket, end with the cricket, fill in the gaps? And I think there would be some good sport in trolling around the different channels and seeing what you can find.
During the Ashes, when it's going all night on the Australia.
Yeah. So, I mean, some of the free sports channels where they have sort of, they'll have a sort of Latvian tech ball or something, you know, and you can find some pretty obscure stuff there.
Oh, you can, yeah.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now we've got the clips of the month for January, and you can vote for them on Twitter at TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. We've got six. We'll have two little semi-finals and the final, and then we'll play the winner just before 4 o'clock. I'll kick you off because if Bob Mills ever wanted to have a week off from his comedy show on Talk Radio, then we think Andy Goldstein may have found the perfect replacement in Jamie O'Hara.
You've like heard of Morecambe and Wise, yeah?
No.
Morecambe and Wise.
What
was that beer?
Morecambe and Wise.
Nah, never heard of it.
You've not heard of Morecambe and Eric Morecambe, Ernie Wise.
I haven't heard of Morecambe and Wise, so I wouldn't have heard of the other names.
They're the same people,
right?
Tommy Cooper, you've heard of?
No. Tommy Cooper. No, I don't know them. But they're old though. Is that old?
It's 70s and 80s.
Yeah, so why would I know them? You know, Jason McIntyre, Lee Evans.
Good old Jason McIntyre.
Jason McIntyre. How old is Jamie O'Hara? He's got to be 40-something, isn't he? 40?
Come on, then. He's a bit younger than that. I would think, what, is he about 38, something like that? We should look up with him. Tom, he's going to kill us when he's 34. Sorry, Jay. Do apologise. Got to be 40. Or you're going to get sleep. He's going to have you for that on breakfast.
Well, there
Did you hear Mr. Jacobs, by the way, Jamie? 40, is it? You're going to be going, you're going to be getting some clog for that. At least I kept him on the right side of 40. What's next?
It's Alvin Martin during commentary of Stockport versus West Ham alongside Sam Matterface.
Do you remember the end of Gladiators?
Yeah.
You know, Gladiators ready. Contestants ready. Do you remember that?
Oh, that one. I thought you meant the film.
No. You know that challenge they do at the end where they have to run up that travelator thing?
Yeah.
That's what it's like running out here at the moment.
I don't really get that one.
You know, when it's difficult to run because the thing's going the other way.
Yeah,
so heavy underfoot.
Whatever.
Not Evan Alvin, is he?
Well, if he hadn't seen Gladiators, why would he know what a travelator is?
Travelators, with Russell Crowe. This is Ray Parler now at Luton versus Bournemouth.
They're just a little bit slow in possession. They're going to move the ball a little bit quicker. It's a little bit bobbly out on the pitch. And on the break, they look quite dangerous. They're just lacking that little bit of quality in that final third. Both teams. Bournemouth have got to step it up a little bit with the pace of the passing. But in that final third, make sure that little bit of quality is there.
Yeah, we do like Ray's little bit, which is why we gave it the music treatment, of course.
Just a little bit. It's a little bit. Just a little bit.
It does work well. Though.
There you go. So, yes, what's next, Andy?
It's Gary Scott with the travel.
A lane's closed northbound from Junction 14 to Central Milton Keynes, going towards Northampton at Junction 15. In Northamptonshire, a toaster on the A43.
Just move it then. It can't be that big. This is a big industrial one they have in a factory or something, but I think he means in toaster, doesn't he?
Yeah, Northampton. I think so, yeah.
We didn't realise quite how much Laura Woods dislikes the Jim White show.
Jim White is back alongside former Manchester City winger Trevor Sinclair, and his sidekick joins us as well. Simon Jordan, that's all from 10 o'clock on TalkSport this morning. Don't listen.
God, harsh.
Very harsh.
Don't listen.
And finally, this is Sam Matterface commentating on Liverpool v Spurs.
It'll probably be forgotten in the fullness of time because of the victory that Liverpool look to almost certainly be waging on Tottenham. But Højbjerg's crack was a special sight.
Dirty boy. So, was it Andy Goldstein and Jamie O'Hara talking comedy? Was it Alvin hanging Sam out to dry over Gladiators? Was it Ray Parler just a little bit? Was it a toaster in the road? Was it Laura Woods not liking the Jim White show? Or was it Sam Matterface at Liverpool versus Spurs? What was your favourite? We got two semi-finals ready to rock at TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. And so go along there and vote for your favourite, and then we'll give you a bit of an update later on. You can vote for your favourite in the final as well. We'll play the winner just before four.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We turn to golf now. Well, sort of. We take you back to February 1971, the Apollo 14 mission. And Alan Shepard, the commander of the mission, decided a couple of golf balls on the lunar surface. And he often said that the second one, I think he was able to track the first, he said, but the second one had gone miles and miles. Well, our next guest begs to differ. He's been doing some work on the old images from the moon, from that mission. And, yeah, not quite as good a shot as Shepard said. Andy Saunders is the man behind it. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, chap. Thanks for having me on.
You're not a golf fan who's decided to put this to bed once and for all. This was kind of part of something you were working on, and you noticed this kind of specific aspect of it.
Yeah, it's kind of the other way around. I am a golfer.
Right, okay.
So it's two in one, really, this. But my background is bringing out the detail in all of the Apollo imagery. Been going through. They took 35,000 photographs during the missions. And it all started to produce an image of Neil Armstrong, a really clear image of him, because none existed, really, amazingly. You know, it's the most incredible moment in history, but there's no decent image of him because they only took one camera, amazingly, and he held it. So it all started there, really. And I've been going through all the images, and when I got to Apollo 14, being a golfer, of course, I was aware of the golf shots, and I've been able to pull out detail, including a lost golf ball.
Oh, what about that?
Because it's a romantic notion, isn't it, that you hit the ball into infinity and beyond, you know, the idea that you could do this. And when did you first realise he hadn't done that?
I mean, going through, I knew roughly where the ball was. I mean, we've always known where the first one was. He shanked it, actually, over into a crater, which, you know, it's moon golf, so that's quite appropriate. And he shanked it over there. In fact, he had two duffed attempts first. Shanked one, dropped his next ball, and that's the one he said that went miles and miles and miles. And, of course, we knew that's an exaggeration, although in theory you can hit it that far. But yeah, he'd said it gone miles and miles and miles. The theory was it was about 250 yards. But like all golfers of any era, but also particularly these early astronauts, you know, they were hyper-competitive types. They were the best of the best. They were the top guns, you know, ex-fighter pilot and test pilots, and very competitive. So it wouldn't be a surprise that he kind of exaggerated a little bit.
You reckon about 40 yards, don't you, Andy? That's roughly what it might be.
Roundabout way, almost exactly 40 yards. Yeah, the first one was 26 yards as a shank, and the second one was 40 yards, which I've been able to pull out of these really high-resolution scans of the original flight film. And it just looked like a rock before, you know, in the old images or without editing it. Of course, the moon's effectively the solar system's biggest bunker. You know, it's just full of rocks and stones, and it just looked like a stone. But we could now identify it as a ball and measure how far it went.
It is incredible. NASA should recruit Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, that's it.
But I mean, we're used to seeing him. You mentioned Neil Armstrong there, and what we're used to seeing is what we saw in 69, that grainy sort of TV footage, which is very hazy and no detail to it. So are you saying that there are lots of photos with this level of detail, or is it something you do to bring that out?
A bit of both. I mean, the fuzzy image we usually see is the live broadcast TV from the time. That is particularly low quality. But they did take like a 16mm, kind of like a cine movie camera, if you like. We're still quite small format. And they took these incredible Hasselblad cameras. But, of course, it's in the analog world. It's easy to forget that this is half a century ago. So they weren't automatic cameras. They had to set the f-stop and the shutter and everything themselves. So a lot of the shots weren't particularly great, the images. But, yeah, with modern digital imaging technology, we can bring out more detail. For example, with the movie footage, I stack up to hundreds of images on top of each other, and then you can kind of average out the noise and keep the signal and basically bring out more detail. So it's a bit of a convoluted process, but we end up with images that reveal things, you know, for the first time, which is what I like to do.
I'll take it these images are NASA's copyright. So are you doing this for NASA, Andy?
I mean, they don't employ me. I actually send them their images back, and they use them in their videos and that kind of thing. And they've tweeted about the golf shot and things. So they know about the stuff I'm doing, but no, they don't necessarily endorse any of this. But they're happy that they put all the images out there for people that are interested enough to go and try and do whatever you can with them. I mean, it's good PR for them, of course. They want to go back to the moon with the Artemis program, so it's all good for them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And it's just something I take. It's just a bit of a personal mission. I put them on social media if anyone wants to go and take a look. I'm doing a book called Apollo Remastered that will be out shortly. So just something that I think is important. The most important moments in our history need to be seen in as clear a way as possible.
No, absolutely. I'm looking at some of the pictures here. They look fantastic. Yeah.
What about the ball itself? Is it still there in the same place?
Well, I don't think anybody's picked it up. Yeah. I was thinking that. I mean, if Shepherd, did he shout four as he hit it? You'd be tempted, wouldn't you? Just for
it wouldn't be. I mean, his colleague was next to him, Edgar Mitchell, and he actually threw. If you look at the pictures online, you can see the first ball in what looks just like a pop bunker on a Scottish Links golf course, and next to it looks like a bunker rake, but actually it's part of a solar wind experiment that his crewmate threw like a javelin, which actually went a bit further than his ball, which must have packed him off a bit. So it was like a mini moon Olympics almost, but no, he didn't need to shout for. And the balls, they'll be there forever.
I mean,
off gas a bit because it's plastic in them, but. Yeah, and you mentioned Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, he could have worked out if he replicated his earthbound swing on the moon, he would hit it 3.4 miles. So it is possible.
But that's
not
great.
In a bulky spacesuit. And that's the trouble Shepherd had. You know, he had to hit it one-handed. The suits are pretty cumbersome, not very flexible, so it was like a quarter swing. Mm. And, of course, no one's there to rake this enormous bunker that he's hitting out of. He just had to drop it. He got a terrible lie. And he can't bend over and tee it up. So, I mean, you imagine you've gone 250,000 miles to hit the golf ball.
Yeah.
You're live in front of the biggest TV audience for any golf shot ever. I mean, talk about first tee nerves. and he gets a bad lie, and he can't do anything about it. So, he did amazing just to even get it off the ground.
Yeah. Should have taken the tee up with him, shouldn't he, really?
He should.
Andy, it's at Andy Saunders, @S_1, if you want to go and check out Andy's pictures, which are amazing. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
You too. Thank you.
Andy Saunders, image expert, and the USPGA have been retweeting them, so everybody's getting stuck into this today. It's interesting.
I know. It's amazing. Have you noticed the theme running through today's show?
What is it?
We had Andy Smart, Andy Brassel, Andy Saunders, and myself.
That's right, and myself, Andy Jacobs. Yeah, well, that's it now. Exactly. I'm afraid we've got Tony's, Mike's, Nick's, Lee's, Rob's and Motty's. Okay. So that's the end of the Andy Fest.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Here is very quickly the winner of the Clips of the Month. Thanks to everybody who voted. Just nicking it from Jamie O'Hara. It is Laura Woods. Not a massive fan of the Jim White show.
Jim White is back alongside former Manchester City winger Trevor Sinclair, and his sidekick joins us as well. Simon Jordan, that's all from 10 o'clock on TalkSport this morning. Don't listen.
No need for that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
So there we are. That was this afternoon show. Andy will return on Thursday for the birthday spread. And in the studio with me on the show from Friday, Max Rushton here tomorrow. If you can listen from one, great. If you can't, the podcast will be available from around five.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.